Five. Now that we've had a conversation with the Competition Commission about what their intentions are, their findings are, and how they intend to proceed in dealing with the reduction of data prices, we thought we'd bring you some analysis on this story. Stephen Ambrose is the CEO of Strategy Works. Stephen, good evening, and thank you for making the time to speak to us this evening. I'm sure you had the opportunity to listen to the commissioner. Is this, in your view, a reasonable finding?
The best way to describe these findings is that, and there weren't one single finding.
Yes.
The headline finding, of course, was that data is too expensive. But I think that's given. Everyone's understood that data is too expensive, mm-hmm. and that data needs to drop in price substantially over the next couple of months or years in order to make it more equitable. What I think in just talking on that point,
yes.
essentially, if you look at the background and the complexity of the setup, it's very hard to consider a situation where you've got four players in the market, each one with their own network, each one competing with the other. If they had found that the networks were colluding, it would be one thing, but they did not find that the networks were colluding. All they simply said is the two dominant networks were charging far too high prices, and they also intimated through that the smaller network, Cell C, which is in serious financial difficulty at this present moment, and Telkom, which is not doing extremely well either, were simply following the dominant player's pricing. So, again, no question that data prices are too high, no question they need to fall. But what they did was ignore the background to the whole thing. And the simple factor is that a good proportion, not all, I mean, the networks do make money, they're commercial entities, and they're entitled to make money. And I think the Competition Commission is entitled to have a view on that. But what they ignored in this whole process is that the networks have been waiting for 10 years for spectrum to be allocated with regard to 4G, never mind 5G, but just for 4G spectrum to be allocated. Most, MTN and Vodacom, have the least spectrum of all the operators and yet have the highest number of subscribers. And a number of studies have been done showing that if the government allocated sufficient spectrum to the major networks, effectively the cost of supplying data would halve, which would exactly match the level of what the Competition Commission is saying they need to do. So there seems to be a disconnect here in terms of this information was supplied to the Competition Commission post their preliminary findings. It was discussed widely in the media. ICASA and the government have made certain moves to allocate spectrum. Unfortunately, they've also thrown the WOAN, as they call it, the government-controlled sort of network, into the mix. And unfortunately, telecommunications is a simple scale business. The bigger you get, the more efficient you can become, the more money you need to maintain, operate, and install networks, the better you can deliver services. So I think the headline finding is super simplistic. I think it misses the nuance of the industry. And the downside is that they will cause the price of data to rise overall. Yes, there'll be free data as they've asked for. Yes, there may be and this is actually a great finding. They need to stop the nonsense that lower price bundles and prepaid bundles are more expensive than bundles you buy, you know, en masse, 10
yes.
gigs and above.
Yeah.
So that's a good finding, and I think the networks are going to have to accommodate that. But the headline finding that they simply cut their prices by 30 to 50% immediately in the absence of new spectrum will cause enormous loss to companies that are spending billions upon billions of rands in a tough market. And I just think it's a bit of a blunt sort of instrument in a market that is tough and needs some really smart, clever maneuvering. So I think there's going to be a lot of backwards and forwards. The networks can't upset the government. I mean, the government gives them their license to operate. So they have to be very delicate in their approach to the whole matter.
So you don't foresee litigation here, Stephen, in order for the networks to be able to hold off this two-month deadline?
I think they are going to litigate. There's no question. Unless the Competition Commission comes and becomes a little bit more reasonable in terms of the timing. Two months over December. We're talking December and January where South Africa shuts down. So from the second, we're talking about the 2nd of February, they have to have come to an arrangement. Everyone's on leave. It's impossible. This is it's going to be extended one way or the other, either through agreement or they're going to go to court, because there's too much to lose here. These networks are massive. They're huge businesses, and they're utterly critical. I mean, I'm talking to you on an MTN network right now. So they're too critical to the success of the country. They can't not have this quality of network. And you can't compare South Africa to the rest of Africa. We have by far the most comprehensive and highest quality network on the continent of Africa. And that comes at a cost. So I just think that this, we were all hoping in the industry that sanity would prevail and a more nuanced, cooperative sort of approach would be taken. But it seems that populism has won. Broad statements are being made. Big threats are being made. And it's a bit counterproductive to an industry that is absolutely crucial to most of South Africa. Also, the so-called emergency sort of data, free data allocation, is probably the biggest problem they're going to have, because how do you differentiate between data and data that's used in emergency situations? I mean, data is data. You get it, you use it. You don't have it, you can't use it. So there's going to be a lot coming out of this. I foresee a very measured, careful response from the networks, but I think they're going to dig their heels in, and unfortunately, it's going to be difficult for the next couple of months. And I do believe that if the in summary, if the country and the government gives the necessary spectrum to the right people at the right price, at the right time, I expect to see data prices to falling 40% to 50%. In any event.
So Stephen, yes, sorry to interrupt you, but if I may come in there, it was a question about, I mean, you speak about government intervening, and we saw the communications minister, Stella Ndebele Abrahams, participate in that media briefing earlier today. I mean, is it out of the question for the negotiations that are now on the cards, the imminent negotiations that will take place among the Competition Commission and the various network providers, for the communications ministry to sit in on that and contribute in its own way to ensuring that the introduction of spectrum is accelerated for this purpose?
Well, look, they have made fairly positive moves in that regard, and the networks have actually been very positive about their engagement with the Department of Communications. So I'm hoping that that spectrum will be allocated a lot quicker than we anticipate. As I said, we're on the cusp of the next generation of mobile 5G. It's rolling out unbelievably quickly in the rest of the world. South Africa used to be at the forefront. We were the first with 3G, one of the first with 4G, and we are way behind the curve on 5G because of the spectrum issues. They haven't got spectrum for 4G, never mind 5G. So there's a lot that the government could do to make this whole matter go away. I mean, if the prices drop by 40-50% and they equalized the pricing for small bundles and prepaid with postpaid, I believe the whole matter is neither here nor there. And it's in the interest of the networks to accommodate this particular setup, because it'll mean more business for them, greater data being used and more money being made.
Right. What is stymieing the introduction of the new spectrum, Stephen?
It's government. It's as simple as that. They've been instructing ICASA to do studies. But these studies, as I said, have been ongoing for 10 years. Then there was the whole question around the WOAN, and this is something they want the networks to pay for. So the government will control it, the networks must pay for it, and a consortium of people must run it, which is never a terribly good way to run any business. They're also trying their best to create new entrants and new competition within the market. The problem is any competitor needs billions of dollars, not rands, billions of dollars to roll out a competitive nationwide network. So this is not a game that anywhere in the world can little players really get involved and really add value and really bring down pricing. So there seems to be an ideological bent to the Competition Commission and governmental intervention in this space. But I do believe that sanity has to prevail. As I said, this telecommunications and mobile data is too critical to the country in every single respect. And I believe there has to be an accommodation which gives the networks what they need, allows them to continue to make profits. They're commercial businesses, and their profits today are not completely out of whack with anything else going on in the world. So no company is going to invest billions of rands, billions of dollars into anything unless there's a reasonable return. And you can't regulate businesses into everything. There has to be a form of cooperation, a type of give and take that allows businesses to thrive and to grow and to deliver the services for which they want to deliver. So this Competition Commission finding and the report, I haven't unfortunately had time to really go into the detail and see what they did or didn't say, other than the broad headlines.
Mm.
But I think there's unfortunately a lot of work to go, and the deadlines are incredibly unrealistic in the time frame considering the South African holiday periods. So I think there's going to be a lot of lawyers getting very involved in this whole mess, and I think it's going to be very difficult for all parties.
Stephen Ambrose, thank you so much for that. He's the CEO of Strategy Works, giving us an entirely different perspective and some analysis on the announcement today from the Competition Commission that MTN and Vodacom must drop their data prices in 2 months.